Virgil is mainly remembered for the Aeneid, but it's worth just briefly mentioning that he wrote other poems too. He wrote two books of poems, the Georgics and the Eclogues, which are technically accomplished poems, much admired in later times as models of Latin poetic meter, you see. And these are poems that were in praise of the countryside, poems in praise of traditional rural life. So let's don't forget that Virgil wrote more than just the Aeneid. But the Aeneid is one of the great masterpieces of world literature. Its theme is a somber one. Its theme is the somber dignity of Rome's past. There's no boosterism in this poem. Virgil was not the sort of fellow who would have run around yelling, "We're number one." In almost dirge-like quality, the poem's dactylic hexameters. Now, you may recall we talked about dactylic hexameters many lectures back when we talked about Homer's Iliad. A hexameter is a 6-foot line. A dactyl is a poetic foot, which consists of 1 long and 2 short beats. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. The 5th foot of a dactylic hexameter line is always the dactyl. The 4th might be, but the 5th must be. So Virgil composed his poem, line after line, line after line, in their hundreds and then their thousands, in dactylic hexameter. We're very unfamiliar with dactylic hexameter in English because English almost cannot be written in dactylic hexameter. The rhythms of our language just don't lend themselves to it. The 33rd line of the first book of the Aeneid is where, in a certain sense, Virgil gives away his theme. Here is where, in a way, he tells us what his great poem is going to be about. Let me quote it for you, and I want you to listen to the solemn, dirge-like quality of the Latin, and bear in mind that this goes on, line after line after line in the Aeneid. Tantae molis erat Romanam cum dirigentem. There's something very dignified about that, something very graceful, something very elegant. And it goes on and on and on. Now, I could have read it a little bit faster. What does it mean? More importantly, what does it mean? Well, as I said a moment ago, Virgil's no booster. He's not even going around, "Oh, we're number one, we're great." This line says, "Oh, what a job it was to found the Roman people. Tantae molis erat. Such a great burden it was to found the Roman people. Boy, it was a hard job, but we stuck at it and we got it done." That's his great theme. From the time when we first meet him, and he is carrying his father Anchises, his aged father Anchises, on his back out of burning Troy. Well, remember an earlier lecture, we talked about those Roman families, we talked about that pater familias, we talked about deference, we talked about ancestors. So we meet Aeneas, not fleeing Troy, saying, "I'm out of here," but carrying his aged father on his back out of the city. That's when we meet Aeneas. That's the first time we're told, okay, now this is what you're supposed to pay attention to. Want to know how to be a Roman? Mind Aeneas here. But we also are somehow told, we just know that Aeneas has set forth on a mission from which he will not be deterred. Now, along the way, we meet family devotion, we meet honesty, we meet integrity, we meet determination, we meet courage, we meet humanity. We meet, in other words, all those typical Roman values. Now, it'll occur to you in a moment that my argument here is a bit circular, because in the last, a couple of lectures back, I used the values in the Aeneid to tell you what the Romans were like. Now I'm telling you that the Aeneid was the book that told the Romans what to be like. So it is a bit of a circular argument. But here is the mirror in which the Romans wish to see themselves. Yet Aeneas was harried by Juno, the goddess who had favored the Trojans. This enters an interesting note in the music, because it shows that everything was not to be smooth and easy for the Romans, that there were other people out there. They had their interests too. They had their qualities. They had their problems, and that Rome was going to struggle. Remember, it was a big job to found Rome. It wasn't easy. Well, at one point, Venus, Aeneas's patroness, went to her father Jupiter to ask if Jupiter, were going to remain true to his promises. He'd made her great promises for Aeneas. And Virgil put these words into the mouth of the chief of the gods. In doing so, he told us something about the early years of Augustus's reign. He tells us something about the way the Romans see themselves